Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out with your favorite co-hosts, as always, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're talking all things Coachella Music Festival, also known as the Influencer Olympics. Stella, my TikTok for you page has been dominated by every influencer ever at the first weekend of Coachella, and I want to get into it.
All right, let's do it.
I'm not even a music festival girly.
Which is so funny because I really am. But I think this is one of the things that we wanted to talk about today. It kind of highlights the difference between Coachella and the types of music festivals that I, in particular, am used to here in Australia, but just the ones that I personally am interested in, because they're just so different. Like, they're just wildly different vibes.
I feel like even some of the bigger music festivals in Australia have become more about fashion and less about the music. Yeah. And that's what I find so interesting. And for those that have never heard about Coachella, it is a three-weekend music festival place called – it's three different weekends.
Oh my God.
That goes, I think, like Friday to Sunday. And each weekend has a different headliner.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a camping music festival in a place called Coachella Valley, which is in Palm Springs outside of like LA, I think. Right. It's somewhere in California. And essentially what I wanted to talk about was that Coachella started as a music festival and has now become a marketing stunt. It's a fashion festival. Mm. I swear to God, people care more about their outfits than the music. And I'm starting to see that replicated in, even in things like Splendor in the Grass, Groovin' in the Moo, even, what is it, Beyond the Valley or something, like bigger Australian ones that so many people care more, I swear to God, how they look in the Instagram pics than actually wanting to enjoy the music.
Dude, this has been a gripe that I've had with music festivals for, I don't even know how long.
Forever.
For me, it feels like it's such a wasted opportunity to take yourself out of the experience by just focusing on how you look and like being there to be seen there.
It's not a catwalk.
As opposed to like fully being in the moment, just letting yourself kind of run wild. And have this amazing, fun experience that, you know, you couldn't have really planned or anticipated. And like with all of this focus being on what people are wearing and people looking impeccable all the time, it's a lot of pressure as just kind of an everyday goer of these festivals to kind of keep up with that. Like you and I even experienced it for Harry Styles and like the pressure to wear this spectacular outfit that was perfectly on theme and unique.
Due and for the gram.
Exactly. Like it's a lot
having
of pressure.
Day. Yeah.
And personally for me, like I know when I go to a Bush Doof music festival, whatever, my focus is on just having an adventure. And to be like so self-conscious as well that people are looking at you and kind of judging you, or, you know, there's just this additional layer that kind of comes into play when the focus is more so on how you look rather than being there and letting yourself be a little bit gross.
Look, I'm not a music festival person. We know this. And I think the reason I love Coachella and TikTok is that I am a fashion girly and I want to see the outfit of the days, the outrageous fashion. I'm literally hanging out for Instagram pics because I want to see what they're wearing. But I think what is so disappointing is I even saw a video from yesterday that one of the big influencers I follow, I think her name is Zandra, maybe it was Alex Earle, I can't actually remember who it was. They were like, oh, whoops, we didn't make it to the festival until after sunset. And I mean, it's what? Sunset would be at like 7 or 8 p.m. by now in the U.S., and it's like the festival starts in the middle of the day. It's like you've obviously just been at brand gifting suites or taking pics or who knows what. But they're just not there for the music, or they only go for the one big headliner. And I find it so interesting that I'm also now starting to get the other side on TikTok. And I think this is what I love about Coachella and TikTok coexisting, is that we're seeing people who are camping and doing it like an everyday person, a nobody, who is not there on a branded trip, who has not been flown out via a private jet and is camping, is lining up an hour for showers, paying, I saw a video today, $60 for two burritos and two coffees. And that's in USD, mind you. That's like 90 Australian bucks. And I'm like, it's so refreshing to see what it's really like. The people who are there to actually enjoy, like you have an adventure, have the experience. But oh my fucking God, they said One of them said it was $800 just for their car park pass.
Wow.
Another influencer I saw said she paid $35 for one drink on the ground.
Oh, God.
Like, it is a money-making scheme. But it's like a car accident. I can't take my eyes off it. I want to see it all.
Well, this is the other thing as well. Like, when it comes to the outfits, to jump back to that for a second, there are so many people who film their outfit of the day and their Get Ready With Me videos, all of these influencers. And you kind of wonder, how long did that outfit last?
Like, why are you wearing heels to a music festival? Bestie.
At what point did you take those shoes off? Or at what point did you change? Right. Did you bring a jumper over the top? Because, you know,
it's cold in the desert.
Exactly. Like, the practicality of these outfits, and I know that's not what they're going for.
They're going for as much nudity as possible, pretty much, honestly. And, like, love that for them. They look hot as.
Yeah, you do, you do. But, like, the thought that pops into my head is, I've been at a music festival before in an uncomfortable outfit, or like I've chosen the wrong shoes or something like that and my feet hurt, and like it just completely takes you out of the moment. So I just kind of wonder how, well, to be honest, this is probably the reason why these people end up going really late and then leaving really early anyway, because their outfits aren't sustainable for like a long day walking around and partying and, you know.
Yeah.
Exploring the grounds, I guess. So they're really only equipped to go to somewhere for like a couple of hours before their feet start hurting and like they have things jabbing into them from their outfits.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. And it's just interesting to see, like, I have huge respect for the people that are basically wearing bikinis and then like a sheer pool cover up sort of thing over, like, naked as possible, like a crochet dress. I'm like, you look bomb ass, but oh my God, aren't you cold?
Yeah.
Like, wild. Or what has become a really interesting fascination is all of these brands in the last, I would say, 5 years who've started having houses, parties, activations that aren't even at the grounds of Coachella. And people will wear an outfit to go to the Revolve Fest or like Revolve pool party. Mm-hmm. And they will literally wear the outfit just for a photo. And then they'll change it to something different for the evening. Or like, it's just, it blows my mind that there are like people are literally going there to take an Instagram pic and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it. Someone described this so perfectly on my TikTok feed. That it's no longer a music festival. It's a work convention. Yeah. Influencers are networking. They're getting content for brands. They are paid to be there. They are doing work. That's why they have to get this content. That's their job. That's what they get paid to do. Respect, hustle, go girls, go guys, whoever it is. But like, I think it's become this glorified, almost like celebrity sort of like, you have like celeb fest.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be seen there.
Well, that's
you want to be invited by brands.
The focus is more on being seen there and what you're wearing,
making the best dress list,
rather than what the music festival actually is for, which is such a waste as well, because Coachella books so many amazing artists and like.
Yeah, they had Blink 182 this weekend.
Harry Styles played last Coachella as well. Like Lizzo, I think, as well. Like, there's so many massive artists who play at Coachella.
Yeah.
And it's seen as like a really prestigious festival, I guess, because of the visibility. But it is very much one of those things where people are clearly going to be seen at Coachella and to kind of have the name associated with them. It's like, oh, yeah, I went to Coachella. As opposed to kind of, I mean, I don't really know like what the festival's values are.
I have no idea.
If they're really front of mind or something that's communicated, or if it's just, you know, we're here to
promote this brand.
Make everyone get fancy for 3 weekends. I don't know.
No, it's so interesting. I think even the rise of Coachella. So I was doing a little bit of research. So Coachella is a festival, I believe, started in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until about the mid 2010s that it really became sort of a very big celeb fashion festival sort of thing. And like, you think of the big boho era of like 2014, 2015 with the likes of like Sarah Hyland, Vanessa Hudgens, the Kardashians.
Vanessa Hudgens was literally the queen of Coachella
for so many years. I think that is the turning point for Coachella to become this sort of quote unquote influencer Olympics. And that's, I feel like, when it shifted. And look, I don't know much about Coachella. I was a child when it started. I was like 6 or 7. Showing my age, that's fine. And now it's literally branding. And as someone who works in marketing, I find it interesting. I personally love seeing which of the big current A-list influencers, pseudo, I guess, celebs, are going with. And there are brands. BMW is there. Guess Revolve, obviously. Revolve are always there. 818, American Express, Clinique. There's just a few I've seen for people who are essentially being paid to be there. They're being flown out on private jets. They're being provided cars, transportation, mansions to stay in. Like, it's insane. Like, backstage passes. Like,
yeah.
It's wild. It's such a different world. But it's like,
totally,
you've made it if you get invited by a brand to Coachella, I think.
Well, even just seeing how the festival has evolved and festival fashion has evolved, like, it's very much, it was always trendy, I guess, but it's now with, like, the rise of influencer culture and social media that it's really, really taken off and become known for that. Because, like, Vanessa Hudgens would wear her amazing boho outfits and get snapped and papped and whatever and would be splashed everywhere in magazines what she wore to Coachella. But I've seen, I think it was someone from The Hills or something like that, do a, like, a previous outfits that they wore to Coachella, reviewing previous outfits that they wore to Coachella or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember who Warren it was, but Conrad, I saw someone. I saw someone do it. I can't remember who it was. And they were going back over things that they'd worn at Coachella over the years, and they'd been to Coachella for years by that point. And they had all of these different outfits, and you could very much see the trends at the time. It's over wild. The years that they had been to Coachella, and just how different it is now to how it was back then.
I think what I at least love is that people really go hard, and I know it's a music festival, but I think I can at least appreciate people who are really trying to go out of their comfort zones, maybe show off, like, local brands or, like, small businesses. And I have respect for that, of people who are really sort of leaning into, I guess, the time. And obviously there's a whole separate conversation about micro trends and fast fashion that I don't love. That, you know, the whole cowgirl boots thing is obviously, like, a really big trend right now, like micro bags and crochet, but, like, how long is that gonna last? And I think someone who I really respect is Alicia Marie. So she's a YouTuber. She's been going for years and has been, like, part of that peak rise of just influencer houses, influencer culture at these things. And this year I was watching her prep with me for Coachella video, and she talked about previous outfits, how she put in so much effort. She wore stuff she didn't like. She wore stuff that, you know, she thought looked great but has never worn it again. And her mission for this year was, I want to wear stuff and buy outfits that I'm going to wear again. I want to be more conscious and sustainable with fashion. And that's what I really respect. Whereas I see a lot of other influencers, such as Madeline White, who I'm obsessed with, Lauren Wolfe, maybe Meredith Duxbury, I think you had said previously before we got on this call, like, people who are, have killer outfits, have fire outfits, look amazing, get invited by brands, working hard, hustling for that dollar, but are probably wearing stuff, well, buying stuff that they're never going to wear again. I think that's also a separate conversation about festival fashion and not it being just about the experience, is that it's feeding into these micro trends and the lack of sustainability in fashion. And that's obviously a whole separate episode we can do. We could do a fucking five-part series on it.
Yeah, well, something that I really liked about Madeline White, one of her outfits that she wore this weekend, was it was some random, I think, Brazilian designer who makes these things herself.
Oh, my God, I love that.
That, like, gold outfit. We'll post a photo of this outfit to our Instagram because it was amazing. But she, I liked that she was leveraging or kind of giving a platform to this designer. I don't know whether we'll find their name as well and put their details in the show notes so that you can check out their stuff. But I don't know if they were particularly well known beforehand. But either way, to have their outfit and their products, I guess, that this person makes themselves be shown on this kind of scale, I really like that Madeline White did that, as opposed to just buying some random cheap shit off Shein.
Or Revolve, even. Everything is from Revolve.
Yeah, it's like the go-to place for everything.
I mean, look, I would die to be invited to the Revolve Fest party. And for those that aren't in Coachella world and influencer world, Revolve is an online fashion brand based, I think, from LA.
Where everything is, like, ridiculously expensive.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, like, $800 for, like, a basic dress that you could find elsewhere.
But they have been probably at the forefront of, I think, pioneering sort of influencer trips, influencer events, and notably at Coachella. Mm-hmm. And they have something called Revolve Fest, which it happens every year. It's invite only. I think they have gifting suites. They have a big mansion. They have this party out. It's like a pool party during Coachella weekend. And it is, you are like the hottest thing if you were seen at Revolve Fest, basically. But everyone is wearing the same damn thing. And it's a whole thing. But like low-key, I would love to see what that is like and just get a view, like just be a fly on the wall into this weird influencer world.
I think last year there were videos of people who had filmed kind of a warts and all behind the scenes of Revolve Fest.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Shit show.
And they showed that it was basically just people taking content the whole time and like pretending to look like they were having a great time for their social media content rather than actually partying and having fun. Like they were just on their phones the whole time and like having their people following them around and taking photos and content as opposed to enjoying the fact that they'd been invited to this thing and like actually being present for it.
I remember seeing a girl following her religiously last year because she was going to all of these influencer events as a non-influencer. She was like the friend of an influencer, either a plus one or something. And it was so interesting because she was like, yeah, I'm not paid to make content for this. Like I'm here with my friend. And it was so fascinating seeing her being like,
you sent me her videos from memory because that sounds familiar.
And just like witnessing all of this, like, misery of just like the pressure to take content. And like, look, as someone who creates content, I feel that pressure as well. I'm like, when do I switch off?
That's the thing.
It's sad. It's like there are hundreds of artists who are playing this thing and you're at this pool party and I don't know where in the desert. I don't know what Coachella looks like. But I just know that everything's very far away and it's hard to get from A to B.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just, it's a complete other world that I just...
It is.
I don't, I get it, but I don't get it because I don't necessarily identify with it. Like when it comes to buying outfits and stuff like that, like I've definitely fallen into the traps of buying outfits for Buschdorf's and music festivals that I go to.
Look, I did it for Harry Styles. I put in so much time finding the perfect outfit that I will probably not wear again.
Well, this is the thing. Like I always make sure that my focus is buying stuff that I genuinely really like and so that I know I'm going to wear again. But it's at the point now where like my Buschdorf festival kit for this particular environment, because it's like specific outfits that work for this environment rather than like a typical music festival in the city. Like it's very Buschdorf specific. So
it's gonna be dusty.
My Buschdorf kit is like so well kitted out now that
you know what you're doing.
Unless I changed my outfit like two or three times a day over the course of a 3-day music festival or Buschdorf, I still couldn't wear everything because I've just acquired so many things.
I love that.
It's really nice to like have the variety and like buy all of these things that I really love and I'm going to wear again. But then, you know, there's only so many of these that I'm going to be going to.
Yeah.
And only so much wear that I can realistically get out of certain things when they are bought for a specific purpose. So it would be really interesting to see how many influencers, I guess, because I would imagine this isn't the case, are recycling things that they already have and wearing things that they've bought previously versus buying new things for Coachella. And then also what they do with those things afterwards. Like, are they reselling them? Are they donating them?
I would love to
know. Are they borrowing outfits for Coachella weekend from brands?
They're hiring.
Like, what's the go with all of this? Where do they go after they're done with Coachella weekend?
Tell us. Give us the tea.
Give us your clothes.
Please. Thank you. Thank you so much. Cool. I feel like that's satisfied my like obsession with Coachella. At least for this year. I mean, I'll go back to watching my TikToks of every single person, whether I know them or not, that just started. Get ready with me for Coachella day one, day two, Coachella day one, night one. Like, oh, crazy, but I'm okay with that.
As always, thank you everybody for listening. If you love Coachella or if you don't love Coachella, we want to hear from you guys. So head over to our socials. We can continue the conversation over there. Slide into our DMs. We do also have an email address if you've got any conversation topics or whatever that you want us to cover in the future. Or if you just want to have a bit of a rant about Coachella, go for it.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. We love having guys along on whatever podcast streaming platform you're listening to us on. And come along with us as we talk about the areas of life that might not have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.